This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and Pleasantville Clinic, McCorkle Hardware, Smith's Body Shop in Sheraton, Page Turner's Bookstore, Scholl, Shrum, McCaffin & Company, Quality Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and Farm Bureau Agent Robert Coda. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@knicarls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the UPS Store, Putney Auction Service, IMU, Integrative Counseling Solutions, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh Express Knoxville, and Motor Inn Auto Group. Enjoy the program.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. In the second part of a five-part series, what are some of the mental health challenges our children face? Let's go in depth with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions, Indianola, Knoxville, and the greater Des Moines area. Cheryl, you work with our kids in schools in Warren County, Marion County, with respect to their mental health. Correct?
Yes, and many other counties as well. Integrative Counseling Solutions has been providing school-based mental health in Marion County for 11 years, and now in the last couple of years also in Warren County. We also serve West Des Moines and Waukee, so that includes Polk and Dallas County, and Prairie City Monroe, which is Jasper County, Collins Maxwell, which is Story County, and Earlham, which is Madison County.
I didn't know you reached all those counties.
Well, we've grown over the years as there's been a need, and all we've really ever done is meet a need.
So what are the needs of our children?
Well, I think first of all, to be seen and heard, which is something that happens in a counseling session. Adults are so busy today. By necessity, both parents often work, and kids sometimes don't get very much time with those adults in their lives. So maybe the first thing is that there's an adult person who's actually going to spend 45 minutes or an hour with them face-to-face, integrating an activity that would help them with their mental health, depending upon what their need is, and paying attention to them and reflecting back to them their feelings and the meaning and trying to understand what's going on so that we can help them with whatever the issue might be.
And kids don't get that. Not all kids get that.
Well, no, everybody doesn't get it. And I think parents do the best they can, but parents are also very busy these days. And aren't we all just connected to a gadget of one kind or another and not paying as much attention to the people in our lives as we are, perhaps, the phones?
Well, so with that disconnect, maybe we might not even notice if our kid is having problems.
That's a really good point, until they're acting out. So some people externalize their problems, and this would be the child that is either hitting or hurting or breaking things, or maybe acting out in the classroom in such a way as they have to, you know, remove all the other children. That's been in the news quite a bit lately. And some people internalize their problems, and they may blame themselves. They may turn their anger at a situation in on themselves. They may internalize negative messages from other people or situations, and can be really hard on themselves, which can lead to depression.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Motor Inn Service Department, Iowa State Savings Bank, Cadeth Network Solutions, Acura Healthcare, Creative Landscaping, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Jim Hicks Family, Knoxville Raceway, the Knoxville Barbershop, Cushman Excavation, Pella Corporation, and the City of Pella.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions about dealing with some of the mental health challenges our children face. When we were growing up, some parents could be really hard on kids. I don't know, have really high expectations and be sort of domineering? And I'm not talking from personal experience here, really, but I mean, it was a different time, and there were different expectations, I think. Or is it the same? I guess I'm thinking of kids whose parents just really drive those kids.
So more achievement-oriented?
Well, achievement-oriented or expectations oriented just seems sort of tough on the kids. Maybe I'm an old softy or something, but it seemed especially for boys that you had to be doing X, Y, and Z and all on this manhood scale. And
let's talk about that.
Okay.
So what we have done traditionally in the past with boys specifically is not allowed them to have their feelings. So you might be able to speak to this, but you know, as a male, oftentimes we didn't let them be sad or disappointed or hurt or afraid. We would let them have one feeling and one feeling only. So no surprise that what we often will see with males is they act out in anger, because anger is the one feeling that we do let boys have. Hopefully that is changing, and we are allowing boys to have their feelings, because of course boys have the same feelings that girls have. It's just been more socially acceptable for girls to express those feelings and feel their feelings. And so a lot of our work is in feelings identification, helping children but also adults to recognize when they have a feeling and to be able to name that feeling and then talk about what they can do about it when they have that feeling. If it's uncomfortable for them or they need to talk to somebody or perhaps need to utilize a coping skill. But first, we have to be willing to acknowledge that we have any feelings at all. And that can sometimes be a struggle, especially with males.
Well, then you're counseling the kid, but maybe you need to counsel the parent.
Oh, good point. We all live in a home, a society. I mean, we're not on an island, right? We're influenced and impacted by the people in our lives, definitely. And so if there's something going on at home that's not being addressed, that can certainly impact the child, and we want to help in any way that we can. And so we also serve adults, couples, families, as well as working with children. We have skill development programs that can go into the home in some cases. Medicaid will pay for us to go in and teach anger management and coping skills and relaxation skills and problem-solving skills and conflict resolution skills to a child and their family. In the home, at school, or even in our office. We have offices on the square in Indianola, on Salem Street, and we have an office on the square in Knoxville on Main Street. And so we try to meet people where they're at, give them what they need, and give it to them where they need it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Pella Cooperative Electric, Red Rock Healthcare Pella, De Blumenhof Garden Center, Jeremy Dingeman Concrete, Precision Pulley and Idler, 2B Constructed, and Brown Shoe Fit. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Haften Racing and VHR Used Cars, Eye Care Partners, Brand Appeal, Scurrying and Utermarkt, Twin Cedar Schools, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, and Hewitt Service Center of Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions about dealing with some of the mental health challenges our children face. Okay, so how about girls?
Well, girls have different expectations and issues than boys sometimes, and sometimes they're just human needs and expectations that we all share. We don't have the same issues as we talked about with boys, where oftentimes girls are more willing to allow that they have feelings or to express their feelings, but there are different pressures in society on girls. Certainly, you mentioned expectations and achievement. I think girls also feel that expectation in a family where, you know, achievement is expected, they're going to feel that just as well. But they might also feel pressures from their peers. Girls, mean girls, can be very hard on their peers. And so I think some of that socialization can be difficult and look different for girls than boys. Sometimes that can be the issue. Sometimes there's pressure to look a certain way that might be harder on girls than it would be on boys.
Interesting. So the mean girl thing is real?
Oh, it's very real. And you know, it varies from even class to class, what you'll see socially with a group of kids.
What if I all of a sudden realize I've got a mean girl?
Well, that's a very good question. I think that hopefully at home we teach our children to be kind and we teach our values, whatever they may be, to encourage and support them being friendly with everyone. But if that were to be the issue, I suppose a parent could seek help for that. It might be that there's an underlying insecurity. I don't know that there's necessarily a mental health issue. Sometimes it's what they've learned. Sometimes it's self-preservation.
Sometimes, I guess I've observed the moms taking this under control. Moms dealing with this.
Okay.
With the girls. Moms calling, saying, hey, this is happening. What can we do? I just thought that was a pretty positive way to deal with the issues, too.
Yeah. Depending upon the age as well, it might be tough at 17, but you have a 12-year-old that's being hurt by their peers, and maybe the moms can work that out.
It's pretty interesting, the gender roles. It's tough for the dads to work that out, but it seems to me anyway, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems that the moms do pretty good at that sometimes.
That doesn't seem to be an issue that we get very involved in. We get more involved in, like, mental health diagnoses.
Yeah, okay, so real serious things.
But see, now bullying, mean girls, if you take that out to bullying, that could certainly cause a child to be anxious. It could cause them to avoid school. It could cause them to not participate in their activities, and it could be that it would even lead to depression. And if that, that's where we start to get involved, when things become more serious. But it's not always when kids are acting out and having behaviors. Children and adults need to seek counseling before it gets to that point, or if they're internalizing people, like we talked about earlier, maybe nobody else sees on the outside what's going on, but your student is showing signs of being reluctant to enjoy things that they normally would enjoy. So pay attention to those things.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Sunny Slope Greenhouse, the Pella Community School District, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, Central College, and Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, the Pella Hy-Vee, Pella Christian Grade School, Dowie Pest Control, PCM Schools, Garden and Associates, Culver's of Pella, and Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance.
I continued my conversation with Cheryl Garland with Integrative Counseling Solutions about dealing with some of the mental health challenges our children face.
I wouldn't have asked this question 10 years ago, probably, but we've talked about boys and girls. What about kids that identify as trans?
Well, certainly those students seem to need more support. I think mental health issues can sometimes be a part of that whole process if you're questioning who you really are, and or if not feeling accepted by society, by, people in your life, that can also be depressing. And the one thing that a counselor brings to the table is you have an advocate, somebody who supports you, somebody who's in your corner. And you very much need that when going through that kind of a process. It's a very tough process.
So any advice on what to look for parents? I guess sometimes it's really obvious if a kid is having problems and acting out. Are there more subtle clues we need to watch out for?
That's a great question. So as we talked about earlier, the kid that is maybe not enjoying the things they normally like to go play baseball, but they don't feel like doing it now. They normally participate in choir, but now they suddenly want to back out of activities that they usually enjoyed. Some of it could be growing up. Some of it could be that their tastes or their interests are changing, and that's part of growing up. But as a parent, to pay attention to the changes that you see and whether they're going in a positive direction or not, and ask and talk to your child. Open up the conversation around the dinner table. The car is a great place to talk to your child. I'm sure you've noticed that. You have a captive audience, so it's a good time if you have something you want to address and you don't want your child to run away from the conversation, bring it up in the car. Pay attention to, you know, dating issues and whether that child is experiencing a good relationship or not. And hopefully it's having a positive effect, but you know, be aware that it can be a difficult time for kids as well as they learn to navigate that whole world.
Well, as we enter the new school year, any last words of advice for parents, caregivers?
Certainly keep the conversation open with your children. And if you find that your child is struggling in an area that you feel a counselor might be helpful, reach out to your child's guidance counselor because they have our information. Integrative Counseling Solutions provides services through your insurance, and your school guidance counselor can help you set that up so that it's covered and we have matched your child with the person that can be most helpful to them. And if there's anything that we can do, feel free to give us a call or find us on the internet. It's www.integrativecsforcounselingsolutions.net. And there's lots of information available to you at that website, or find us on Facebook.
Thanks to Cheryl Garland for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.